Okay, well, bit of background story, I guess. There's this guy. I've known him for a long time. Really, I think I've known him almost as long as I've known my husband. I think that's about when I started talking to him, was when I met my husband. Started talking to him online, and I'm pretty sure our conversations began, they were centered around kinky topics because that was about the time that I started to explore some of those long-standing fantasies and curiosities, was when I met my husband. I met my husband at a BDSM event, so I was very excited about this whole new world that had opened up to me, and wanted to talk to somebody about it, about what I was experiencing. I didn't know that my husband, my now husband, and I were going to end up being a long-term thing. I thought it was just going to be, something for fun. And really wanted to talk to somebody about it, but, didn't want to freak out my friends and family, so I got online and began talking to people anonymously about it, and there was this guy who wanted to hear all about it. So, that's where it started. He was married. He's about 10 years older than I am. And yeah, that's where the conversation started, and it just kept going from there, and gradually, I think, not only did our relationship kind of evolve, because he has kind of a naturally dominant personality, and of course, I have a naturally submissive personality. So, as I was exploring these things in the meat world, as it were, he kind of began asserting his dominance, I think. In our messages, not to a crazy degree, but just little suggestions here and there, and I was open to it. I enjoyed it. It was just, another facet of this lifestyle I was exploring. So, yeah, and strangely, it continued, for years. And we got to be, fairly good friends, I think, as you would with anyone that you speak with long term. It wasn't all about kinky stuff, I would talk to him about frustrations in my day and, things I was going through in my relationship sometimes, and that sort of thing. So yeah, we got to be quite good friends. And then after a while, we had never met. He was in the States, and I was in Canada. I am in Canada. And it wasn't really a question of whether we'd meet. We both kind of just assumed that no, we'd never meet. It wasn't like, I wasn't sending him a ton of pictures. I wasn't, Skyping with him or any of that. Wasn't talking with him on the phone, really. It was mostly just emails, the occasional picture, I think, and the occasional phone call as things progressed, but that was really it. But the DS relationship with him, kind of took on a life of its own. I don't know. And it was safe, right? Because, you know, he completely respected my marriage and I respected his, you know. It was just this online conversation. It wasn't a big deal. So after a few years, I don't know what it was, just I don't know. I just started thinking, you know, I don't want to go my whole life and never meet this man, you know? Like, it would be silly to go my whole life and never breathe the same air as this person, you know, in the same space, never look him in the eye. So, yeah, I finally, and I knew it was risky to broach the subject, but I was willing to risk it at this point. So I said, look, you know, I want to meet you. We can just have coffee. I'm okay with that. But I want to meet you. And yeah, he agreed to it. So, and it was something, now, not that this is anyone's business, but I did discuss it with my husband, that this was something I wanted to do. Scariest conversation of my life, I think, but it's just, our relationship is, it's a little different that way. You know, there are sometimes people involved who are not, obviously, are not married to us. We discuss it very openly and in depth and continuously. And it's just, it's a thing that sometimes happens. With me, it's perhaps more, I'm pickier than he is, if you want me to be honest. Because involving other people, no matter what you decide the relationship is going to be, it's complicated. It's complicated. You get another person's feelings and motivations and desires and, you know, insecurities and everything else involved. And it's just, it's more you have to consider and, you know, be responsible for. So for me, it has to be something worth getting into, you know, and there haven't been many. But this fellow, yeah, you know, he was a long-term friend. He was a friend more than anything else. He is still a friend. And really, you know, I just wanted to meet him. But I spoke with my husband about it, and I said to him, you know, I don't know what is going to come of this. You know, so tell me what you're comfortable with, because, you know, there may be no chemistry there, you know, like we may get in a room together and it just might not work. And that's okay. I'm willing to accept that as a possibility, but it may very well, if we're going to the trouble to meet, there may be things that happen. So I need to know what you're cool with. So yeah, we discussed that. He made his desires very clear, and that was it. I started making plans to meet this fella. So we decided to meet halfway. I flew out, and he drove up to meet me. And he had a few conditions that he wanted me to adhere to. He wanted me to go to the airport with no underwear on and wearing a collar. And I said, well, I have to go through security, you know, the metal detector and everything else. I mean, it's, you know, I'll have to take it off. And he said, yeah, you can take it off when you go through security, but you have to put it on, you know, as soon as you're through with everyone watching. So, you have to understand, if it's not obvious already, that in spite of my very kinky proclivities, I'm a very private person, very modest, and you know, I don't like to draw attention to myself. I certainly don't like to out myself as far as all this kinky stuff goes. You know, I've never been comfortable being the center of attention. And yeah, definitely don't want to draw attention. So this, you know, these conditions were already very uncomfortable for me, and he knew it, which is why he required it of me. So it was winter, and yeah, he wanted me to go without a bra and panties. So I wore a skirt and a top that had kind of a busy pattern on it, so it would be less obvious that I wasn't wearing a bra. Dark color. I had a coat over it, but I had to take the coat off when I went through security. And yeah, I wore a skirt, but I had to wear tights because, you know, it's like winter in Canada, right? You can't be out there with bare legs, right? I mean, you look a little ridiculous and freeze your ass off. So I wore tights, but I cut the crotch out of them, and I figured that was, and I didn't wear panties underneath, so I figured that covered me. But, and if he's listening, I'm going to get in trouble for this. I couldn't wear a collar to the airport. I just couldn't, you know. I went out and bought one. Because I have collars at home, but you know, they were gifted to me by my husband, you know, so it didn't seem right to wear them, to meet with this other fellow. So I asked him, you know, may I buy myself a new collar to wear for you? And he said, yes. I went to the pet store, and it was, just, you know, to be a fly on the wall, I'm sure it would have been very amusing had anyone, you know, had psychic abilities and be able to understand what was going through my brain as I'm in the pet store looking at collars and trying to determine if they're going to fit around my neck, you know, without trying them on, right? Because that would be unbearable. Anyway, I did find a simple black, I don't know what it was made of, like synthetic, you know, whatever, with a plastic buckle, and I bought it, so, and I took it home and tried it on, and yes, it fits, it's adjustable, so there you go, there was a collar, but yeah, I couldn't wear it in line at the airport. I just couldn't. It turned out too that I had to wait about 35 minutes just to get through security that morning. I don't know what was going on that day, but there was a huge lineup, and so I had to stand in this line for 35 minutes. And I would have died, you know, wearing this collar, my nice little businessy attire, and this dog collar, literal dog collar around my throat. So I cheated a little bit. I kept it in my purse until I got through security. And then I went to the ladies' room and put it on. And, you know, it could have been a choker, I suppose. Chokers are kind of in lately. So fine. Got on the plane. Got off at the airport, and I was looking around for him and couldn't see him. He wasn't there yet. So I got my bag and, again, just waiting around. It was a small airport. Kind of freaking out because, you know, what if he decided not to come and I flew all this way and he's just not there? Like, you know, I don't know what I would do. So I texted him, and no, he was just, you know, running a little late, so that was fine. Went to get myself a coffee, and as I'm standing in line for that, there were lineups everywhere. Everything was really busy that day. as I'm standing in line waiting to get a coffee, I saw him come in and wasn't even sure it was him. Like I say, we didn't exchange many pictures. I'm not big on pictures in general, you know. And yeah, he just, you know, it just wasn't the kind of relationship where I asked him for a lot of things. So he came in and I was pretty sure it was him. So I waved to try to get his attention. And I guess he wasn't even 100% sure it was me because, you know, anyway. So I had to wave and yell, and then he came over and I got out of line. And the first thing he did, because I had asked him in messages before I left, you know, I said, look, you know, do you think it might be okay if I kiss you, you know, occasionally? I'll try not to go crazy or anything, but, you know, it was just something I wanted to do. So the first thing he did was grab me and kiss me a lot in front of everybody. Which was nice, you know, it kind of, set things off on the right foot, I guess, kind of calmed my jitters a little bit. And yeah, then he grabbed me by the collar and, led me out into the parking lot. So that was great. In the parking lot, again, it's winter time, it's really cold. He got me to his car and put my bag in the back. And he told me to get into the passenger side, but to face the back seat, to get on my knees on the seat and face the back. So I did, and he's putting my bag in the back, in the trunk. He comes around to the passenger side. My door was open and he pulled my skirt up, ripped my tights down, so that my bare ass is practically in the windshield, you know, just like, and he slapped my ass, you know, a couple of times, very hard, harder than I was expecting. And then just shut the door and went around to the front seat. And as I turned around and sat down in the passenger side and looked at the windshield, I saw that there were at least three people standing right across from the car. They were outside of a van in the parking lot and they were all smoking and just standing around. And they were looking straight at me. And he got in the car in the driver's side and he said that those three people saw everything and they know what a whore I am. Which is kind of a nightmare for me. So they're just staring at me as he's kind of starting the car, just staring. So I just smiled at them to let them know it was okay and put my seatbelt on, and then he took off out of the parking lot. And I mean, I'm not usually at all very cool with involving the public because, I'm a firm believer in consent and informed consent. So I don't like to involve people unless they know what they're getting into. And, you know, like doing something at a kink event is completely different because people expect that to happen. You know, that's what they're there for. Doing things in public, you know, with the unsuspecting crowd, that's entirely different. And especially, you know, if there are families there and things like that, I'm really not okay with this. But these were grown adults and, you know, it was just a spanking, right? It wasn't anything too crazy. They got a nice view of my winter pale ass, but I think they'll survive. So, I guess it's okay. Pretty embarrassing, but anyway, so he drove us to, we had rented an apartment, I guess. It was a house, really, through Airbnb, just for, a couple of days. So he drove us there, and I got out and, had to make sure that the security code worked on the door and everything. Got us inside, and I was just kind of starting to look around, make sure the place was okay, and he just came inside the door and told me to get on my knees. So I got on my knees, and he took out his cock and shoved it down my throat, and it started fucking my face right away. So I guess it wasn't just coffee. So that was, that happened. And then I'm not sure how, I don't remember. He must have dragged me to the kitchen. I don't remember how I got to the kitchen, but we were in the kitchen, and there's this little island in the middle of the kitchen, and he bent me over that and pulled my skirt up. And, found that I was very wet, and then started spreading my ass, and I was a little bit squirrely about it. I couldn't help it. I wasn't ready for, ass play right out of the gate, I guess, and was feeling very self-conscious and everything. So he kept slapping me again and asking me, "What are you?" And the established answer with him is that I am a cunt. So I was squealing that back at him, trying to make him stop slapping me. Eventually he did, and parted my ass cheeks and shoved his cock up my ass and fucked me against the kitchen island. Very hard, actually. But, it was a great introduction to, how things were going to go. Certainly set my mind at ease about, whether or not he was going to like me. he fucked my ass for a little while. And then he pulled out and told me to get down and lick his boots, which I did, and they tasted like road salt. All of this is very unsanitary in the kitchen, do not recommend to anyone. So I got down and licked his boots for a while as he jerked off over me, and he did not come at that point. He put his cock away, eventually told me to get up, and we went out and got the luggage. So that was my introduction to this stranger. A lot happened that weekend. A lot of other things happened. It was pretty memorable. I think that's probably enough for one sitting. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that right now. Thanks for listening. Bye.